You are coming through a time, of course, where you have had very little personal power in terms of the world, and not a strong ability to influence things around you. It has been a time when you have been wise in the way you have taken care of yourselves, but it has not been a free time. It has been a time when, even if you are very good with the restrictions, you cannot help but feel them as restrictions. And now, in this time when we are getting to move forward, and some of this, in terms of your everyday life, is beginning to loosen a bit, and we certainly know nothing is completely clear, but there is a shift toward a bit more freedom. When you begin to realize that you have choices in terms of freedom, and what we are talking about here is multi-level, because even in all of this going on, you had freedom of spirit. You had the freedom to be who you really were. You had some time even to spend time with who you really were. And now that things are beginning to loosen to some degree, you can say, can I continue to choose freedom for my spirit? And in order to do that, there are two things we want you to think about. One is distraction. And by that, we mean falling into the old patterns and forgetting about our spirit, forgetting about who we really are. Now, you all understand that very well. If you are at home, for instance, and you want to focus on something, there may be difficulty with that. Because while you are at home, there are a million things pulling you. It is not that they are important things, but they are things that can distract you from the energy you want to be holding and the way you want to be with yourself. And distraction can actually interfere with freedom. When we are talking about freedom, we are talking about that ability to be one with the universe, one with your own energy, one with the things that you want to create. And we understand that is not something that you are every minute, because that is not the way of life. But it needs to have a place in your life where you go on a regular basis and make everything else disappear. Why? Because it is your path. And you want to be free on it, you want to be creative on it, and you want to be walking with your own identity. You want to be walking with who you truly are. And that constitutes freedom in many, many ways. And so that is one thing to consider. And then there, we're going to deal with a second thing. We know there are many more, but we are only going to take two. And that is importance. Have you taken into yourself the right to decide what is important? And of course, the other side of that would be, have you taken into your own power the right to know what is not important? And this too, it can be a distraction if you are not careful. When you make the decision about what is important, you can almost feel your body centering. You can almost feel the call to spirit, because you have decided that something is important. And when you do that, you are calling the universe to be with you. Now, that is a beautiful thing, and that helps with freedom, and that helps with growth. This other part may be a bit more challenging, because you need to know it is all right to decide what is not important. And that means you cannot listen to all of the voices. You cannot, because if you are giving your energy to things that are not important, you are not giving your energy to things that are. So part of the work in this second point is being able to have a better understanding of what is not important. There's a trick to this, because when someone is calling out to you and saying, what I need is important, what I need is important, it may not be important on your path. It does not mean that you cannot choose a certain amount of energy to respond, but probably you want to choose about half the energy that you would use if you were not being conscious about this. And we worry about this because we worry that if we are not responding with everything to all the world, then we are not being good, or we are not being compassionate, or we have a whole list of things we are not being. But we cannot begin to tell you how important it is for you to know that that is not true. If someone, say for instance, is in upset, in a great deal of upset about something, what you must remember is that that upset is on their path. Remember this first. That upset is on their path. Now, the rest of it you may know about, you may not. They may have themselves created a situation that leaves them in an upset. So remember that that is part of what happens on a path. Certainly on your path, you have created an upset because of choices you have made. We have all done that. It is part of how we learn. So when you see someone in a great deal of upset, if you take one step back and look over and say, I see your upset, and I am sorry for your upset, and then you choose what you want to do or not do. Sometimes you simply need to witness what is going on with them. But that should not cost you that primary energy from your central life source. It should not. So this is a thing we need to be thinking about. To see someone in great upset does not mean we are not sad for them, but it means that it is not our upset. So it should not take the same amount of energy as it would if it were upset on your path. Now, we used a rather extreme example because someone upset, of course, is taking up a lot of energy in the room. But do not feel that you must dedicate all of your energy to that. That is not appropriate in this time. We are gathering more energy for what is important on our path. That is what we are doing. Now, when we look at other things, sometimes you have a phrase that we enjoy. We cannot tell you why, but we do. It is about nickeling and diming. We always chuckle at that. Because what it means is that there are these smaller things that are going on every moment, all the time, and you may be giving a lot of energy to them, but they are nickels and dimes, and you are giving them $100 bills. And so when we are on this lesson, we want to be sure that that is not the case. that that is not the case all the time. So in a day, pay attention to a nickel or a dime demand from something, and then only give it a nickel or a dime. Do not give it more than that. And this actually ends up being a spiritual discipline. How you use your energy, how much of your energy is going to your path, because that is very important in your life. How much of your energy is going to your path. So these two things we want to remember, and they are going to become more important as time moves along, because now energy is beginning. It is only beginning, but it is beginning to enter your personal paths. The universal energy is entering. So we want to be sure that when the universe opens something for us, we are present enough on our own path that we can see it, and we have energy enough to respond to it. So we will take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let that rain wash away the weak and any troublesome thing that might have caught in your field. Relax and give it to the rain. Open the crown and feel a golden light above your head. And let that golden light begin to pour like liquid into your body, opening the crown so that you can receive more of what the universe wishes for you. Feel the golden light flow into the third eye. Clear the third eye so that it is empowered, connecting you to your intuitive abilities. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and displace any communication that does not honor you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center and nourish that beautiful center that you have built, that grows and breathes and flexes and is a part of your life. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus, and let that golden light displace any of the harsh emotions you will not carry forward with you. And know that now there is a place for joy, for support and approval, for all the language that love speaks. Open the crown and let the golden light flow into your second center. and let that golden light displace all judgment, all shame that has turned against you or anyone else. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light begin to restructure the root so that as creation opens to us, our root is ready to work with it, to facilitate it, to bring it into our whole structure. Let the golden light flow through your body and make you golden. Bring your attention into your heart center and stop and look at the beauty that you've created. See the place where you can rest in your heart, where you are safe and protected. And find the place where water flows and drink the water to refresh your spirit. And look up and see that there is a path that is illuminated. Step onto the path and allow the path to take you without effort upward. And know that the very air that you are breathing is full of blessings. Blessings that have been created and delivered for you. And now it is only a matter of breathing them in and allowing them to touch you in every place where that touch is needed. Move forward till you come to a place of illumination. And in this place, bring any question you might have where there is confusion and ask the question here and allow the illumination to give you a symbol, a word, a color. Take a moment and do this. Move upward on the path now, easily, without effort. And come to a place of release. and in this place see that there is an altar, and put on that altar any habit or thought or response that you want to release. Now see that the energy of the altar takes all of that and transmutes it and leaves a symbol there for you. Now move upward and come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path, lighter, more healed, easier, and more full of all that makes your life light and good and abundant. Come back to your heart center and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.